Black Mixology, hey. The podcast that you need. Yeah, we bring that energy with Ohio and HG. Yeah, yeah, Black Mixology. Uh-huh. Come join the conversation, talking about the world of social media, yeah. Sports and gaming. Hey, come through, we want you to tune in. Honest talk is what we doing. Just two friends, come and vibe out. Yeah. Don't miss out, subscribe now. Hey, Black Mixology, the podcast that you need. We bring that energy with Ohio and HG. Let's go.
Yo, welcome to episode 21 of Black Mixology. I'm one of your hosts, King Black 20, Emperor Black, Psychic Gamer, HG. I got my host with me.
OHIO, you already know what it is. It's the best podcast in Northern United States. And That is the name of Black Mixology, podcast where every day is great at your Juness. And we're here. It's episode 21.
Yeah, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, we got a decent bit to talk about. We got some like the usual stuff. We got some announcements, we got some sports, or like a sports recap, if you will. I'm noticing that with this, the upload speed of our episodes, sorry in advance, that usually the sports bit is kind of redundant due to the fact that, again, it takes me a bit of time to edit. But going into that, I noticed that a lot of things have been happening over the course of these past couple of weeks, to the point where episode 20 is a bit late coming out, mainly because we have our main job to go to, and I was taking a bit of a break, mainly because I just turned 27 last week, question mark?
Dang.
Yeah, I think so.
Dang.
It's the 25th now. I turned 27 on the 16th. So yeah, took some time off just, you know, be me, and that's why these episodes are a bit late. But again, sorry in advance, thank you for your patience, and again, welcome to Black Mixology. So I got a question for you, HG.
Yo, hit me with it, brother.
What is a good staple Thanksgiving food?
So like, I guess my favorite, I guess, right?
Yeah, it can be your favorite or like something that you know that should be there.
Oh, all right, so it kind of deals well. I had like a little potluck earlier today with some friends and some close friends, and I noticed, you know, I'm not mad, you know, it is what it is, but no one brought the stuffing, yo.
I'm glad you call it stuffing, because a lot of people call it dressing, which pisses me off.
Yeah,
I'm not going to cap.
I don't know why people call it dressing,
but because it's on the turkey. You dress the turkey. You stuff the turkey. That's why it's called stuffing. But the fact that it's on top of the turkey, it's called dressing. And I'm like, that's tough, but I still call it stuffing. Regardless, it's made out of the same shit.
But let me, like, reiterate. Like, stuffing, it can't be... I know people who make, like a stuffing that's like a brick, you know, it just sits in your stomach. I like my stuffing...
Ew.
Yeah, I like my stuffing a little bit wet, you know what I mean? With some great gravy on top, or brown gravy, whichever you like to call it. I like my stuffing wet, and,
moist. Flavor, moist is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, moist.
Because you're stuffing. You want your stuffing wet? Sounds like pretty sus.
Yeah. But yeah, I like my stuffing moist, I guess. With some brown gravy on top, and that's just one of my favorites. You know, I like that. Like more than just that. I'm over here dying, chat. Hey, I'm over here. Hey, Black Mythologist, I'm sorry. I'm over here freaking dying.
I'm keeping that in.
But I like that. I like stuffing like more than the turkey, more than the ham, more than mashed potatoes and gravy. And my particular, specialty, like the dessert. Like, I can make some good dessert, you know, as some of my new friends out here in the past month has found out. I make some good dessert, you know. And shout out to you guys for, actually eating it. I know I don't look like the person who knows who would know how to bake. Your boy kind of thick, though. But, you know, I know how to bake. You know, thank you guys for trying that out and having faith in me. But, yeah, like I said, stuffing is my favorite. It has to be wet. It has to be moist. But since we're on the subject, you know, you got a few more years, you know, a few more Thanksgivings more than me, Ohio. So, you know, what are you rocking on? The thanks of the giving.
The usual shit. So, here's the thing. Over my time in, like, Thanksgiving away from, you know, the stereotypical quote-unquote African-American Thanksgiving. I've had my fair share of, what would you call it?
What, like
not normal Thanksgivings like I usually go to as a child, but now.
Okay, so like cultural food, like you said, culture.
I guess, yeah. I guess, no, it's more so because like I was like I was overseas for the past six years, so I wasn't really like in the my normal setting. But I was just looking on Twitter, and I saw like one thing has to be eliminated from Thanksgiving meal, and it has to be this. That? And everybody, for some God-benounced reason, said green bean casserole. Now, I won't tolerate green bean casserole. Green bean casserole slander.
Wait, you like green bean casserole?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If the right person makes it, it's almost like as almost everything actually. If the right person makes it, but every time I've had green bean casserole from the time I went to my first overseas Thanksgiving to my last one,
right,
someone always made green bean casserole, and that shit always slaps.
Slapped.
Like, it was pretty immaculate. So,
moist.
The fact that a lot of people, I think somebody picked it over, like, yams. Like, that shit pisses me off. I'm like, bro, where's the hate? All right, so you got, eliminate one. Turkey, rolls, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, stuffing, pies, green bean casserole, ham and gravy. I can deal without the pies. I'm not going to cap you down.
Yeah.
Like,
out of that list, I would have picked yams. Like, I love yams, but when I'm eating for, like, Thanksgiving, I'm not like, yo, where the yams at, homie? Where the yams at?
You know? Sus.
I like yams, but it's not my go-to.
Nah, bro.
I mean, but then again, I'm not a big dessert person either, so it's either dessert, like the pies, or the yams for me.
Nah, bro. The fact that people picked green bean casserole over, like, somebody's, like, auntie's, like, bum-ass, I don't know, sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie. Somebody picked green bean casserole over sweet potato pie. Satanist. I can picture my mom right now punching the air that I'm saying green bean casserole. But no, I will not tolerate green bean casserole slander. Green bean casserole, depending on who makes it, is pretty damn good. Now, there was a couple times where I went to said Thanksgiving events, and I remember one time I yelled out, "Who made these mashed potatoes?" And like some lady was like, "I did." And I was like, "You don't know what salt is?" And she, like, I got yelled at afterwards. But yeah, I've had my fair share of like different Thanksgivings, but every time someone made green bean casserole, that shit slapped. But the staple shit like the turkey, ham, mac and cheese, one thing that has to be there is banana pudding. A lot of people don't think so, but I think banana pudding is a pretty much staple in my level of Thanksgiving desserts. It's pretty much up there.
I think I was like 8 when I tried my first like banana pudding, and I love it. It's Boston, like it's a must have in my circle. I gotta learn how to make it, but I'm pretty sure it's simple. But it's Boston. Get that. Is it Next Quick little cookies?
What the fuck? No, vanilla wafers.
Oh, vanilla wafer. Okay, my fault. Different structure.
You're uncultured.
I'm culture.
We should just take off the name Black and just call it mixology. Maybe. But in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we have Thanksgiving football games. But we're going to go to the time before, after, actually, Thanksgiving. Mainly because this is a huge week in college football. So if you guys don't know, I focus pretty heavy on football. For this main reason, because it is rivalry week in college football. So it's going to be like your Florida States versus Florida, your Maryland versus Rutgers, your Texas Tech versus your Baylors, your Georgia versus Georgia Tech, Washington State, Washington, North Carolina State, North Carolina. You got a lot of rivalry games here.
Right.
And the main one, which is dubbed the game, is number 2, Ohio State versus number 5, Michigan. And I'm looking at the prices right now for the tickets for how big this game is. It's going to be at the Big House, home field advantage for Michigan. The tickets are starting at $240. This is a big game. And the reason I say this is a big game, not because as a Michigan fan, but if you listen to what I just said in terms of rankings, this is kind of like a foothold staple into the college football playoffs, right? And also the fact that Ohio State and Michigan are in the same conference, the Big Ten East, they're not only are they battling for a playoff spot, they're playing for the Big Ten East title. and then to go into the Big Ten championship game. So a lot goes down on like this one game. That's why it's dubbed the game. Because normally whoever wins this game is pretty much the one that's going to win the Big Ten conference. Now, this is coming from a Big Ten, sort of Big Ten fanboy. But right now, it's going by if Ohio State wins, they're going to play either, I think they're going to play Wisconsin or Iowa. But there's a lot of things that could happen to the point where if Iowa loses and who else? If Minnesota? Minnesota beats Wisconsin and Iowa loses to whoever the hell they're playing to. I'm pretty sure it's Iowa State. Then Minnesota wins the Big Ten West, and that's who plays Ohio State or Michigan come championship time. We already know it's going to be Georgia versus Alabama in the SEC championship. Cincinnati pretty much has to be a foothold into the college football playoffs. They're undefeated. They haven't lost a game because the only team that's in the top 10 right now that has not lost a game is Cincinnati and Georgia. So right now, Georgia and Cincinnati have to have a spot. I don't care what anybody else says. Like, it's it. Like, I'm looking at the playoff rankings right now. It's Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Cincinnati. Now, funny thing is, there's going to be a shakeup. If Auburn pulls off another upset against Alabama, not only is Alabama going to go down, either Notre Dame, which I know they're going to fucking do, again, is going to sneak their way into the playoffs. When I say by that, is because Michigan is number 5. If we lose against Ohio State, Michigan goes down, Notre Dame goes up, and if Alabama loses, Alabama goes down, Notre Dame squeaks by into the playoffs once again to get beat on the first round. Now, in my ideal world, Michigan beats Ohio State goes down, Michigan goes up to number 4, Cincinnati goes up to 3, Alabama loses to Auburn, Notre Dame gets into or goes up, right? Now, if Michigan doesn't meet the playoffs, I just want to see Michigan play Notre Dame again somehow, some way. I think that'll be dope. But that's just me. It's rivalry week. I hope you guys are ready. I'm excited. Hope you're excited. But for Thanksgiving games on for NFL side, we have Chicago versus Detroit, which is going to be a sort of boring game unless Justin Fields decides to just, you know, pop off. We also have my team, the Raiders versus them boys, which I, again, hope they pulls himself together after losing John Gruden. So right now, the Raiders are going through some shit, but persevere. And then Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills take on whoever the fuck is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Wish it was Taysom Hill, but I think Jameis Winston is out, so it's going to be Trevor Siemian, I think is his last name. Then what else? There could be, if I remember correctly, Wednesday for, Jesus Christ, NBA. So right now for Thanksgiving, you just have Phoenix versus Cleveland, Charlotte versus Orlando. Don't know too much about basketball, but hopefully it'll be some good games. But that's all I got for sports. Let's talk about something real quick.
Yeah, hit me, brother.
I recently just got a Xbox Series S. It was a little birthday gift / Christmas present to myself.
What?
It cost me about $300. And
are you liking it?
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
But this is going to be more of a, I don't know, a fuck you to FedEx, right? So, let me break it down for you. I ordered my Xbox from Walmart on the 15th of November, right? So, and I ordered it. It's not like it's not coming from overseas. It's not doing none of it. It's coming from California. My Xbox is coming from California. I watched it, right? And not thinking anything of it, I didn't see who was delivering it. Lo and behold, it was FedEx, right? So FedEx said it was going to get delivered the 23rd. So I was like, all right, cool. But turns out last Friday, they knocked on my door. Or I came home from work to see that there was a note on my door saying that they attempted to deliver. So I was like, all right, cool. That's fine. I'll just wait until, I don't know, tomorrow, since the next day was Saturday. And they usually deliver packages on Saturday. So, from that Saturday, I sat there in my living room playing Pokemon, I'll get to that later. And I get a message on my phone, or I look at my, my package tracking app. It is called Shop. Anytime you order something, it will go the confirmation number will go straight to the app, and it'll automatically track your packages. We're not sponsored by them, but I just thought I'd let you guys know in case you guys would have an easier way to track your packages. But I look on the app, and it says an delivery exception has occurred. And I was like, what the fuck? So I look at it, and it says the person was not home to receive the package because I had to sign for it. So I was like, what the fuck? And nobody knocked on my door. So I call them, and I'm like, yo, I got this message from the FedEx people, or I guess whoever's delivering packages, that I was not home. But normally I looked at their little like policy that if they attempted to deliver something, they have to leave a door tag saying that they delivered at this time, blah, blah, blah. And the lady was like,
well, were you home?
So I looked at her, or not looked at her, I looked at my phone. You know, like when you hear something stupid from your phone, you like take it off your ear and look at it. So at that point, I put her on speaker and I walked over to my door, unlocked it and shut it like 3 times. And I was like, do you hear that? And she was like,
yes, it sounds like a door.
And I was like, it's mine. So she was like,
well, I understand, sir, but if you weren't there at the time that it was delivered, then we can't really do anything. You have to wait until the next business.
And I was like, I was home. That's the thing. Nobody came at my door. She was like,
oh, well, this looks like you're just going to have to wait until the next time.
And I was like, whatever. So Sunday rolls around, right? Remind you, they usually do 3 attempts before they call it a failed attempt, and then they'll try to, like, if you don't say anything within 10 days, then they're going to return it to whoever sent it, right? So Sunday comes along, and I get another one of those exception to deliver things, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I call FedEx again. I'm like, yo, how many times are these people going to say, or you guys are going to say, that I was not home for a package or for a delivery attempt that you guys didn't make? And like, I cut my sleep for this because I thought they said it was going to be delivered today. And she was like,
well, if you look at it, you were supposed to get it on the 23rd.
I'm like, but it says it's been, you guys, FedEx sends me an email and a message saying that look out for my package from 7:05 a.m. to 12:05 p.m. And nobody attempted to deliver it. But it says on my app that you guys tried to deliver it, and that if you guys have failed a delivery attempt or I was not home, you would leave a door tag notifying that you attempted to deliver my package. Now, you may think to yourself, Ohio, you're kind of getting all uppity for a package. Yes, because it is a $300 to $400 package that is in the hands of, from what I'm looking at, an incompetent company. Now, you may think this, well, Braylon, you're kind of, why are you calling an incompetent company? You just went through this one problem. Well, look, I did some research after that third attempt, air quotes, if you couldn't see me, obviously. I look at some research and I see multiple, I'm talking recent, I'm talking about the same day that it happened to me, that multiple people over the course of these past 3 years, that FedEx people, drivers would like literally just go up, look at the house or do this at the third, and it'll just drive off and call it an attempt. So I was like, I started getting pissed because like a lot of these people said that they ordered something like 3 months ago. And then FedEx has been doing this for 3 months. And I'm like, bro, if I don't get my Xbox, especially the thing that's like nobody has been able to get their hands on recently, especially like the Xbox and the PS5s, I'm going to get pissed. Luckily, on Monday, before I went to work, I hear a knock on my door. I open the door, dude hands me an Xbox, or he hands me a box. It feels light, right? I didn't know the Xbox Series S was pretty light. So I was in my work clothes, and I literally opened the door and he handed me the package, and I was like, I held it in my hand, and I was like, stay right there. And he was like looking at me like a deer in the headlights. He was like, what? And I was like, just stay right there. So I go up to my kitchen, I open up the box, I look at the box, and I'm like, all right, bet, there's the box. So I see the Xbox box, and I look it up, or I turn around, see if there's any fucking, some tampering, as our people would say, sabotage, or whatever the hell you want to do. Two-person concept, right? So I open up the box, I look at the contents of it, the Xbox is there. So I was like, all right, bet. So I walk over back to my door. I'm like, all right, appreciate it, man. And I just signed the thing. He's like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, I was just making sure. I can't trust FedEx. And I just shut the door. So yeah, that was my little fiasco of getting my Xbox Series S. It is pretty nice. Not much has changed. It's just a small little rectangular box, if you will. More added games, I guess. Maybe I just need a bigger TV. I don't know. But
Right.
Yeah.
Get a monitor. better.
Why would I get like a 20-inch monitor where I can get like a 70-inch TV?
Well, you did talk about getting like a gaming PC or laptop.
Yeah, but that's going to be in a whole nother. I got an Xbox Series S, and I got a Google Stadia. I'm also not sponsored by any of these people, so don't take it to heart. I didn't sign some backwater FedEx contract or anything. I'm just saying fuck FedEx because I know I'm not the only person going through this shit. And I've been looking at it. I did some backtracking. It's been happening for the past, like, ever. Right. Not ever. I over-exaggerate. It's like 4 or 5 years. But all I know is, like, I Googled it. Like I said, FedEx failed attempt. And literally, like, people were making posts, like, 2 hours ago after I made that search. And there's, like, a whole Reddit. There's a whole, like, website that literally says fuckfedex.com. And I was like, well, shit. Glad I'm not the only one. But yeah, that's my rant. So, HG, talk to me about your recent discovery of this movie you were talking about.
All right, so this is what, really grinds my gears lately. So, you know Hollywood. There's some they want to make their money. You know Disney. They want to make their money. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with, like, movie remakes that kind of pander to a certain audience, i.e. the black audience. So, Disney is releasing a movie loosely based on a classic movie. And everybody knows this movie. If you don't know this movie, start right now and go watch it. This movie is called, and you know it's not a hitter if they're releasing on Disney Plus. It's called Sneakerella. So, let me give you a slight overcast of this movie. All right, Sneakerella is an upcoming American musical comedy film directed by Elizabeth Allen Rosenbaum and written by David Light and Joseph Russo. And it's basically a remake of Cinderella. I guess it's kind of like from the trailers. It looks like this kid, he wants to make some sneakers, you know, be the best sneaker makers. And I'm looking at these sneakers right now that he's making, and they look ugly. They look trash, bro. they ain't better than Skechers. They look like Fetchers, bro. They're trash. It kind of reminds me of those shoes that came out in 2015. Kind of just like have a whole LED bar at the sole of the shoes, and they light up. And it has a literal LED remote to them. Mm. And you know this movie is a knockoff because the main character is a guy, and he's trying to impress this girl who's a part of the my mic is hot right now. Who's a part of I guess the sneaker. She's part of a family who's like a sneaker goddess, not goddess, but like they're like a sneaker mafia, whatever. But so, you know, and I also hate, and this also, there's no reason to watch this movie. Like, there's no reason. In the trailer, they show everything that happens in the trailer. From who's the guy? He found some shoes in a trash can. He redesigned them, and it looks trash. I guess you're going to have a fairy godmother or a fairy god stepfather. I don't know. But
it's going to be trans.
You know, yeah. But yeah, you know this movie is trash when they show the whole movie in the trailer. They even show the part where dude's dancing with the girl. And he's in a sneaker. He's like, and she's like, who are you? And the guy's like, I got to go. Because, you know, Cinderella, it's midnight. And I don't know why all these fairy tales, midnight's like the hour. You got to be back. The magic wears off. I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is prime. This is Prime Magic? Prime Amazon Magic? I don't know.
Because it's a Cinderella story. It's like, it's literally called Sneakerella. Like, the fact that, all right, sorry to cut you off. I looked at the trailer. So, here's my thing. I watched the trailer. It looks like doo-doo. It's pandering towards the black peoples, and it's dumb. Like, I don't know what the fuck Disney's doing. Or what media is doing recently, but not everything needs to be black. Or fucking everybody needs to turn gay, bi, asexual, presexual, wherever the fuck it is. Leave it as it is. Like, fuck. Like I said, I have no problem with it, but the fact that everything just needs to pander to something, just to make somebody feel right. Yeah, I don't know, but there's a difference between doing it right and then doing it blatantly. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have representation, but there's a little bit of making it too far. And then, like, you know, somebody sat in the production, like, you know what black people like? Someone's like, chicken. The other person's like, watermelon. And someone's like, what about shoes? Damn it, get this man on pre-production.
Yeah, I got it. Cinderella in sneakers. We call it Sneakerella. And main character will be black, you know?
And, like, you could at least do it subtly. Like, think about it like this. Like Mike with Bow Wow. People nowadays love Jordans, or people love Jordan from back when they like introduced to now, right? The fact that subtly, good Lord, they made it was like an advertisement. You wear these shoes, you might be good at basketball. That's why everybody's like, I want to be like Mike, blah 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 blah, right? It was a subtle nod to the people of a different race, if you will, that makes me want to go see the movie. Bow Wow was in it. He wanted to be like Mike. He was playing basketball, and you want to see the ups and downs of it, right? Now, if you go fast forward to 2021, we're making a movie about the blacks, as they call them. They're gonna be like, oh, we just need to make a movie about black people, but we don't know what to do about it. Shoes. I saw some dude walking out like, you know, fucking Kevin over there likes his sneakers, so let's make a movie about sneakers. All right, cool. We need a concept of it.
Hey, what about Cinderella?
What? That sounds like a good idea. It's all right. So to take the phrasing from this current generation, it's the pandering for me. If you wanted to make a movie about black stereotypes, just say that. Like, come on now.
And it's also the fact that the person's fat, black. I'd be doing it if it was Latino, Indian.
All right, so how would you feel if the movie was called Burritoella?
Yeah, that'd be great. I feel some type of way, I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
And it's not like we're joking. Like, we're being, like, serious. Like, we just don't, like...
I'm lightweight joking, because honestly, I don't really care, because I'm not going to see it. Right. I feel it's dumb.
We just feel like, yeah, it's pandering, you know? And it is stupid. If you watch the trailer, you watch the movie. They even showed a part like when the guy leaves his freaking his shoe
on an escalator.
On an escalator, bro. And it's coming. It's the escalator that's coming back up. So and it's like, you know what's gonna happen. He's gonna meet the beautiful girl. She's like, oh, you're actually this. And she's gonna go maybe like, hey, can you fit these size 8 sneakers, bro? You know how many size 8 people out here? Yeah, I can fit them. I mean, I got a size 13 and a half. I ain't gonna fit them, but you know how many size 8s man out here walking around? And it's like, there's no reason for this movie. There's no reason if you're gonna put the whole movie in the trailer and like pandering. It's kind of the same thing with a couple years ago, 2014, 2013, whatever, they made the Black Annie with Jamie Foxx. I wanna go to Broadway and see a show one day. That's me. I don't know about Ohio. I'm like Ohio, like musicals. But, Annie's a good musical, you know. But, like, don't pander. If you're gonna pander, don't make it so obvious.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I think, though.
Smack it in my face with it.
Like I said, it's about inclusion, right?
Right.
Like I said, there's a right way to pander, and there's a wrong way to pander.
Right.
Sneakerella is a bad way to pander. Right. Now, if you're talking about inclusion... And I'm going to take it as a segue into our next topic, which will be Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl. Inclusion, right? So, for those you don't know, Pokemon Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum are Gen 4. I've talked about this numerous times, so it is my favorite generation. And recently on November the 19th, the remakes came out, right? In these games, you're playing as, you know, the usual 10-year-old kid. You go in, you get your Pokemon, and you get started off on this random journey, leaving your, for some reason, always single mom at the house. Yeah, so, you go on this adventure, you go collect your 8 badges, you put gods in your pocket, and you do shit, right? The reason I say this about the whole, what's the word, inclusion part of it, is because when you start the game, you have a chance to pick, are you a boy, are you a girl? After you pick a boy or girl, you look at the choices you have. Now, back in the day, you didn't have a choice. It was either boy or girl. Looks like this, right? But now they have the new system where you can pick and choose your skin tone, not just, or just like two choices. You have four choices to pick from. You got from fair skin, you got from slightly fair skin to light skin to darker toned, right? That's inclusion. If you don't believe me, look on Twitter when people are picking their characters. I'm like, oh, bro, I can actually pick a darker toned character. Like, that's me like when I'm playing again. That's a lot of people think about. Or when you do this type of shit in, like, I don't know, games. Let me just put it like that in perspective. When you do that for games, a lot of people like immersion. That's what movies are like, this is why CGI is a thing. It's immersion. Can this happen in real life? Would it happen if this is in real life? But right now, you're playing a game that you're supposed to be immersed in. Now, for me, if I want to pick a character with my skin tone, I'm able to do that nowadays. And that's what inclusion is. It's not pandering by saying you can go from, like, fair skin to light skin, or, like, fair skin to, like, a little bit darker tone of fair skin to, like, straight to, like, midnight black to the point where you got, like, purple lips type shit like that. That's not pandering. It's giving me the option to choose, or giving everybody an option to choose. Now, is it going to add more shit to it? Who knows? But right now, that's a lot of inclusion that a lot of people that we didn't have back in 2008, I believe. Going off on that, and like I said earlier, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Pokemon Shine and Pearl came out recently, and I fucking love it. Is it the best Pokemon games ever made? No. Will Platinum be, like, added to this mix? I hope so. But I'm going to give a quick... No, I don't know if it's going to be quick. I take that back. Basically, they took Diamond and Pearl, word from word, bar for bar, copied their whole flow, and remastered it. The music is amazing. The background scenery in the battles, amazing. The characters, they're more expressive. Like, this game, it doesn't take no prisoners either. Like, if you don't go prepared, you're not gonna win. The fact that a lot of people, like Nintendo fans, Pokemon fans, are just like not happy with it, it's ridiculous. They just like there's never the good or the bad. It's never just the good shit. It's always the bad shit. And, like, they added, another side part of the game, which is the underground, where you should go around. You can dig up for, like, prisms and shards and fossils. And there's, like, wild areas you can go down on the bottom. And you can, like, catch Pokemon that are, like, up to par with your level. You can shiny hunt down there, just that and the third. Like, there's a lot of shit they added to this game. Cinematic-wise, gameplay-wise, replayability. And people are just still finding out a reason to douse the game. Like, oh, it's not Platinum, or, oh, I got to do this. The friendship system. This Pokemon's not in here, even though they literally just said it's a carbon copy remake of fucking Diamond and Pearl and Platinum, or Diamond and Pearl. So obviously a lot of things that aren't in Platinum are not going to be in Diamond and Pearl. These remakes, like, honestly, a lot of people who I work with got it. Like me, they haven't been able to put it down. Like, the fact that, like, I'm recording right now, but once I get off from done doing this, I'm gonna go back and play, because I got both games. So I just got done beating the champion in my Shining Pearl, but now I'm going to take my time thoroughly and play through Brilliant Diamond to see if I missed anything, which I know I did, which I didn't, because I played Platinum, Diamond, and Pearl, like, again, Gen 4 a lot.
You say you finished Shining Pearl?
I just beat the champion.
Oh, so you're done with the game?
Not yet.
I'll be right over.
That's what I mean by replayability. So I'm not done. So, like, I beat the champion, but there's still, like, stuff I got to do. Like, I haven't done everything. But my Brilliant Diamond playthrough is going to be the one where I actually just sit there and, like, probably going to literally, like, honestly, for these next 4 days, I'm probably going to be playing that game. I'm going to be going to, like, I'm going to cook. I'm going to go to the gym, and it's going to be Pokemon. And nobody's like, Braylon, you're 27 years old. Shouldn't you be doing something better with your life and doing this? Stop. All right. I do my thing. I feel comfortable with it. I feel relaxed. But I don't fuck around when it comes to Gen 4. Like, I can't wait till, like, in, like, I don't know, a couple months, years from now, somebody's going to look at my playing hours of Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and they're going to be like, bro, you need help. And I'm like, no, I don't need help. I need more time. Because you got to think, Arceus is coming out next year, beginning of next year. So I got to, you know, get all my deets and details in these Pokemon games so that when that open world Arceus game comes out, I'm going to be ready. I ain't going to have no regrets. I can just move on. Because everybody who's a gamer knows that you be playing the game and then the new game comes out and the other game gets put in the back burner. And now your games are just piling up. Now you got a bunch of unfinished games. Now, am I going to 100% my Pokedex in really these games? No, I never do. Because, again, meta ain't better. I do my own things. Like, I literally went through this playthrough trying to use Pokemon that I know are my favorite or not going to just be everybody's regular-ass team. Because my team, right, if I remember correctly, my team was Infernape, Froslass, Miss Magmius, who's my strongest, Gardevoir, Magnezone, and who the fuck is my sixth? I'm drawing a blank. I'm looking. I'm thinking. I wish I had my Switch right here with me. I feel like I'm missing somebody. I feel so bad. Who the fuck is my... Did I name all six? Infernape, Miss Magmius, Froslass, Gardevoir, Magnezone. There's somebody else. I'm forgetting. I don't know. My sixth person is always up in the air right now. But for sure, when I play Brilliant Diamond later this week, I'm gonna get Murkrow. And I'm probably going to get a purple Murkrow. Because I really want another purple Murkrow. But that is my piece on remakes, because honestly, this is a good remake, right? A lot of people were like, you know, like, what the fuck? Heart Gold Soul Silver was an amazing remake. It's considered one of the most top remakes of Pokemon ever. I'll pretty much back up that claim right now, because like, even if you go to GameStop or you try to like pick it up, yeah, if you try to go pick it up, it's going to cost about the same price that you probably had to bought it, because Heart Gold and Soul Silver are like considered the best remakes out of Pokemon. Now, those are remakes. Now, these Gen 4 remasters are just remasters. It's literally just, they literally took it from the DS and they put it on the Switch, but they added more to it. Now, I have no problem with remakes. It's just how you handle them. Just going back to our talk about the Sneakerella. Like, they literally could have called this something totally different. They could have just called this Kicks or fucking Sneakerhead, something. But Sneakerella? It sounds like a bad SNL like skit. Like, this is like boo boo. But that's my take on that. I did say it was gonna be a quick little recap of it. Depending on how it goes, next time we record this episode, I'll get further deep into my playthroughs. But that's for a later date once I get fully immersed.
Also, if I figure out how to do it, you might do a. I got to talk to Ohio about this. Might do a few live rounds of me versus Ohio in a Pokemon.
You don't want to smoke.
I know he's better. He's way more
interesting. You don't want to smoke.
I still think it'd be fun if I went once. That's all I need to win once to brag about it. It's just that one time.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And also, new Mario Party that came out 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks
ago. Oh, bro, I'm undefeated.
And. I still got to play him in Smash with Sora. I played him last week. I don't know if he was Shrine or not. But I did beat him last week. Almost three-stopped him. He was talking that smack.
I was drunk as fuck.
That too. But, yeah, we might have to record all that. Figure out how to stream on my Switch.
That's not going to be possible. I think you need to, like, send your Switch in to, like, do a bunch of other crap. And then it's going to come back with some crap. Oh no! There's a whole process you got to do to actually stream with your Switch.
Yeah, but yeah, guys. Let me just put that out there. We love all you guys. No matter who you are. We love our gay, straight, trans, all of you guys. You know, and we thank you guys for supporting us. But it's not an outro. But I'm just throwing it out there. I'm feeling sentimental because of the holidays, and it's just me and my puppy in my apartment right now, and all my PC set up and everything. But yeah, we love all you guys, show. If you guys do see Sneakerella, I know some of my viewers have kids. Kids are a blessing. So if you guys happen to like just watch the movie, let us know what like how you liked it.
And apologize to your kids for making them sit through it.
Yeah.
And then watch something more entertaining. Watch Maya and the Three. It's on Netflix. It's a mini series. It's about, like, this Aztec princess that's going on an adventure, and she's getting, like, three other warriors to help her not get killed.
Yeah,
it's dope. Guys, check it out.
No, we're not Rotten Tomatoes, Bad Apples, whatever you call it. But We got a couple hot movies and TV shows. One of my favorite TV shows came out today, actually. That's, you know, Hawkeye, my favorite Marvel character, came out with his movie. His show today, 2 episodes. I'm like halfway through the first episode. And I guess the most anticipated movie of the year, probably of the past 3 years since the original came out, or the original of this trilogy came out, which is Spider-Man No Way Home. Whoa, wait. So, yeah, it's No Way Home, right? Yeah. I'd be forgetting.
There's stupid.
No Farm Home, Can't Get Home. Okay, No Way Home. And the trailer looks dope, yo. And I think it's pretty much confirmed that, you know, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man are in the movie. It's not a spoiler. I think it's pretty much confirmed. But if they go above and beyond that and put Miles Morales in a Gwen Stacy in there, I don't know what to do. Like, it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. So I'm hyped for that movie. I'm definitely going to be reviewing that. Speaking of that, I gotta watch Eternals and Venom.
Pandering.
I guess the Venom one a little bit.
No. Eternals is pandering. Like, pandering.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you watch it. That's right. I didn't go because I had work to do.
Pandering.
So it wasn't good at all. Yo, that's
it was filler. Like, all right, imagine, like, what's that stupid anime you watch? Naruto, yeah. Think about like this, right? There's an episode of Naruto. There's some fights and shit.
Okay.
And there's, like, an episode between where it's just, like, you know, jokes and a lot of shit that you, like, if you were just watching, like, you can be like, eh, you didn't really miss much. A filler episode, basically. They could have made that little, like, a TV series, honestly. They could have made Eternals a TV series. For it to be a movie, Meh.
I did hear it. It was bad, but
it's not bad. It's just the fact that it was boring. Like, I
also feel like
normally, get up to go pee in the middle of a movie, but at that point, I walked out and was like, "No, I'm probably not gonna miss anything." And guess what? I didn't. Like, it was that boring.
I didn't hear anything like on Facebook. This was a hitter. This was a banger, and I also think it's hard because no one knows who the Eternals are, you know?
Yeah, but it's a Marvel movie, so, like, you know, the obviously you're going to see it. It has the marketing, it has what it needs to go. So, obviously, people are going to go, but at the same time, people went to go see the movie and were like, yo, why is this banned in the Middle East for certain sections, or why is this censored in the Middle East? And then you go, and you're like, oh, pandering.
So, I watched Shang-Chi,
right?
You know, the month before. I thought that movie was good, you know. Maybe it's just me. I'm not a big movie critic. Like I said, guys, I'm not Rotten Tomatoes.
That's what I said. There's a different way of pandering.
Yeah.
You can do it the right way. I know pandering doesn't sound like the word to say that's a good way. But there's a way to stimulate, I don't know, get more reception from your audience than doing something other than pandering. Shang-Chi. I heard Shang-Chi was a good representation of the Asian community.
It was really good, bro. It was really good.
I don't know why I keep saying community.
I'm
talking like a TikToker. Anyway.
Renegade.
I'm just going to go over Reddit. Yeah, Reddit. So, Shang-Chi, right? I heard it was a good movie that was not considered pandering. Now, if you skip all the way to Sneakerella, I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for the sequel to come out, Chickenrella, or they're gonna go for the fucking the trilogy, Grapeella, and then they're gonna do a spinoff series called Burritoella, where someone runs a taco truck and they just forget the fucking taco on the streets or the steps of a stoop.
Hey guys, we're not trying to be. Is this an example of like how pandering, you know, works? You know, I ain't trying to be racist. It's like example, you know, how pandering happens.
Like, I find it stupid. It's just dumb. A lot of shit that Disney's been doing has been getting a lot of backlash lately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Starting with the Eternals. Because, like I said, like, all right, I'm just going to spoil it right now. I really don't care. But the reason why there's a spot censored in the Eternals is because one of the characters was openly homosexual, a Muslim man. And then they let him speak Arabic, I believe, in his native tongue, right? And from my experiences, that's a no-no in their culture. Now, I'm not saying wall off that specific demographic of people, but fuck, do it smarter. Like, they literally, like, they made it focus on, like, he's a homosexual Muslim character. And they, like, stared at you while they were trying to explain it to you. And they're waiting for you to be like, do you get it? You understand that he's a homosexual Muslim character?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just pandering. Like, you know,
it's pandering. Like, we get it. We get it. I got the concept when they kissed. I get it. Move on. It's not the movie about kissing. It's a movie about these air quote immortal ass people that's doing the work of the Celestials. Get to that point. But no, we get videos of people, or not videos, we get scenes of people fucking and kissing and shit. Like, we get it. Move on. I came here for superheroes and backstory.
Good facts. A good story.
I didn't come here for fucking.
I don't think there has been a sex scene that I can remember they actually show people like having sex like in any of the previous Marvel movies.
These motherfuckers on the beach. Banging, not like, banging. He was slow stroking her. But the fact there was a sex scene was just like, well, why? But you might think to yourself, the comics are kind of more, you know, dark and dreary compared to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But I'm like, cool.
I'm here for the movies, not the comics.
Yeah, I came here to see the adaptation. Like, I get it. They got something together. I saw that in the first 5 minutes of the movie. I get that it didn't work out. I got that at the first 10 minutes of the movie. I get that there's like some tension between those two. I got that in the first 12 minutes of the movie. But nope, we're going to keep on going right back to what the fuck what you guys already know, to let you know that these guys had a falling out. And they fucked. I didn't really need to know that part. They could have skipped that part. Obviously, they fucked. They've been alive for thousands of years, or together for thousands of years. At some point, they would have fucked. And then, beating a dead horse. It was boring. It was just a bunch of back and forth. Oh, we're in this timeline. Now we're in this timeline. This is the relevant timeline, but we're going to go back to this timeline to see that these people have grown a heart. And now we're back to this timeline. And then zero character development. And then back to this timeline to tell you that these guys, you know, had a falling out, or these people don't like these people, or blah, blah, blah. This is why this person's like this. This, like that, some of the shit in there, when they went back in time, there was a reason for it. But the fact that it just went back to show that there was just some, like, sexual tension between the, like, two of the characters, unnecessary.
Right.
But yeah, sorry. I didn't throw off on the fucking rant.
No, you're good. So, like you said, y'all, we love you guys. We love movies, love video games.
We love sports in a way.
We love sports in a way, yeah. We love food.
Oh, definitely, yeah. If you haven't tried green bean casserole, try it. It'll change your taste buds just a little bit. Not too much, but it's not that good, but it's decent. It's a good staple if it's seasoned right. With those crispy onions.
I was hoping you mentioned that, yo.
Take us out, yo. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a wild ride. Still been a rah-rah. But thank you guys for being with us for this long. We appreciate you guys' love and support. Do not forget to drop a like, maybe. Subscribe to our channel. Not our YouTube channel, but subscribe to our Spotify. Or I don't even know how that even works. Just go to our Spotify, leave a message, a like, or subscribe. You don't even have to like send anything. Just let us know that you're watching or listening. Yeah, listening. But we appreciate you guys for the support, the love, and the constant reminders for me to stay on my shit on getting these episodes out. I apologize for the delays. I will do my best to edit faster and do more better in terms of managing my time when it comes to that. So I'll try, as we get further into the episodes, I'm going to try to get on a release schedule. So I know this is kind of late in the episode to talk about this. Probably should have said this during announcements. But later on, maybe or hopefully around the 25-ish range, I would hope to like start getting into like a scheduled release day time like we did before, or get back to that. So you'll probably have like 2 episodes a week. So again, that's probably going to be us recording more and me editing more, but at the same time, it'll be a lot easier for you guys to get more quality content from Black Mixology. If you guys had more entertaining episodes from us twice a week instead of once every, 2 weeks. Just basically for us just to push more content to you guys to get our opinions out there and, people who actually enjoy listening to us to have more shit to listen to while you guys are, at work driving, maybe hopefully around this time spending some time driving from place to place during the holidays or in a plane or just like an airport or something like that while you're traveling. But thank you guys for listening. This has been Ohio and
it's been AC. And like we said, we love everybody. No matter who you are, we love everybody. I'd also like to thank, Happy Thanksgiving. You guys are going to listen to this after Thanksgiving. But Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure you guys stay warm out there from where I'm at. Stay safe. Drive safe. Eat some good food if you can. And, hey, Black Mixology cares. It's been your boy HG in Ohio. Guess have a good holiday. And we're out.
Deuces.
Deuces.